Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, Pope Leo plans to visit Lebanon, testimony to the power of prayer for released hostage, and Ireland introduces an anti-Israel bill. Israel is continuing its efforts to downgrade the Hezbollah military, and Pope Leo will be making a visit to Lebanon. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
Lebanon was the main topic in the news this week in Israel. At the start of the week, an attack by the Israeli Air Force in Beirut assassinated the commander-in-chief of the Hezbollah militia. A year ago, Israel and Lebanon signed a ceasefire agreement. From the Israeli viewpoint, the main term of the agreement is that the official Lebanese army will enter South Lebanon in order to disarm the Hezbollah militia. From the Lebanese viewpoint, a main item is that both countries are entitled to self-defense. Israel interprets its clause broadly by continuing aerial and limited ground attacks against Hezbollah, which Israel says is constantly attempting to rebuild its forces. Lebanon, for its part, accuses Israel of violating the agreement by continuing to carry out attacks inside Lebanon. Political commentators say that America has given Israel tacit approval in its efforts to downgrade the Hezbollah buildup. In other news, this weekend, Pope Leo will be making a visit to Lebanon. About 40% of the country of Lebanon identifies with Christianity, of whom about one-third, more than 500,000 people, are in communion with the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Leo will be thus visiting Lebanon during a time of instability and crisis. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
One of the hostages recently released, Ron Braslansky, has spoken about his time in captivity and the emotional and sexual abuse he suffered at the hands of Hamas. Galia Hall from CFI Jerusalem shared with Paul Calvert their reaction upon hearing Ron was going to be released.
How did it feel to see Ron released?
Hi, Paul. Nice to see you again. It's really hard to put into words how it felt seeing Ron released and to know that he's out of really the hell that he was in and back home in the safety and the warm embrace of Israel, of the whole of Israel. We prayed for all the hostages, but we had a special connection with the family of Ron Braslansky and our CFI team. Every Friday would wear their Bring Ron Home t-shirts and pray specifically for Ron. And it was a real honor for us to come alongside Ron's family, even in just a small way. So when Ron was released, like I say, very difficult to put into words. The emotions were through the roof. There were tears of joy. There was singing, dancing, jumping, hugging, crying, clapping, giving thanks to God, first and foremost, just giving all thanks to God for rescuing Rom out of that miry, awful pit that he was in and setting his feet back on the soil of Israel.
You made a special video as well, didn't you, taking off the T-shirts because you didn't need them anymore because he was home. Was this an answer to prayer?
It was 100% an answer to prayer. And, you know, Rom's mother knows that. Rom's mother, Tammy, is a person who has gone on record as saying how much she believes in the power of prayer. And she's called on people through her interviews to pray. And, of course, this was an answer to prayer. And we really do give thanks to God. And, yeah, when Ron was released, we made a fun video where we just ripped off those Bring Ron Home t-shirts, threw them away, and just rejoiced.
How was he kept in Gaza, and what conditions did he face?
Well, I'm sure you saw the interview that Ron was brave enough to do just a few days ago. Very difficult to talk about it, of course. I mean, we had two videos were released when Ron was in captivity. And I think the last one that was released really shocked the nation. I mean, shocked any human being, really, who saw it, saw the dire conditions that he was in. We know that Ron was held by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and it seems that he was kept in torturous conditions. He suffered greatly from starvation, from literal torture, and unfortunately, what's come out in the interview that Ron did, also from sexual assault and sexual abuse. And Ron has been very brave to speak up about this. We all know that this kind of stuff happened on October 7th, and we all safely assume that it took place in the tunnels as well. But for Ron to actually speak it out I think is very important and very significant. And I wonder if more hostages may follow. And I really do commend Rom for his courage and his bravery to actually speak out the truth. And in that interview, Rom himself said that when he came back home to Israel, he said that he had come back from a meeting with the devil. And that really struck me because I think that's bang on. You know, what Rom endured was like being in the pits of hell. It was just face to face with demonic entities and just powers of wickedness and powers of the darkness. But thank God, God has rescued Rom out of the darkness, out of the pits, and brought him back into the light, into the openness. And, you know, we saw Rom at the hospital. All he wants is wide open spaces to look at the sky, to look at the ocean. And there was another fantastic video, which maybe you saw, of Rom running into the sea for the first time. And yeah, my heart is full seeing these videos and just knowing that his process and his journey of healing has begun.
Of course, when there's sexual assault, it's the sort of thing in some ways that you want to hide and you don't want to talk about it because you're ashamed about it and maybe even feel guilty about it. But he's actually really shared this and said, this is what they've done to me. So he really has been very, very brave. And, you know, we sort of pray now that he'll actually get some healing from that.
Yeah, his journey of healing is only just beginning, and there's all kinds of healing. And I would call on all of your listeners to really continue in prayer. Just because Rom is home, it doesn't mean that we stop to pray. You know, there's physical healing, there's emotional healing, spiritual healing, mental healing. You know, we probably just know the tip of the iceberg of what Rom and the others have been through. But as time passes, more and more will come out. But we know that God has that beautiful healing balm of Gilead, and it's our prayer that it would just be wiped and washed and all over Rom and the other hostages, and that cleansing, beautiful, healing balm of Gilead would be theirs. But I agree with you. Of course, there's the shame and there's the guilt and the kind of thing that maybe people would want to cover up what Rom went through. And that's why I say I'm just so, like, amazed at his courage and his bravery to speak out. And it speaks to me of a real hero, you know, a man that's a true hero of Israel. And one of the first things he did as well in the hospital was he wants to participate in the beautiful Jewish prayers that take place in the morning. And there were some wonderful photographs of him doing that. And he really does give all thanks to God, and as does his mom Tammy and the whole family. They can see God's hand in answering prayers and bringing their son home.
You've just been celebrating 40 years. What is your prayer for the next 40 years of Christian Friends of Israel?
So we're so thankful to God for 40 years. It's amazing, right? 1985, CFI was birthed here in Jerusalem. And almost in the blink of an eye, it seems 40 years have passed. And there's so much to be thankful for and so much to be grateful for. And as we move forward, my prayer is that those of us in leadership here at CFI, as the CFI team, we would always stick very closely to the Lord, and that everything we do would come out of a close relationship with Him. All the projects that we do, the love that we give, it all comes from Him. And also my prayer is that we would always receive His guidance and His wisdom and His vision for this ministry.
That was Galia Hall. For more details about their work, go to www.cfijerusalem.org. Finally, the Irish Parliament has introduced a bill to ban goods and services from Judea and Samaria and Eastern Jerusalem, drawing sharp criticism from America and Jewish leaders who warned of legal, diplomatic and economic fallout. The so-called Occupied Territories Bill, long championed by anti-Israel factions, gained momentum as opposition parties pushed a motion urging passage by the year's end. The government, which had previously stalled the measure, stood down. A US State Department spokesperson said the legislation is unhelpful and could adversely affect American businesses operating in Ireland, adding that the move does not serve the cause of Middle East peace. Please pray for the Irish government to understand the grave mistake they're making in introducing this bill. Pray also for Rom and all the released hostages to fully recover from their time in captivity. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.